Today we're building a vinyl heat jungle edit in Ableton Live 12, and the goal is to make it feel like a dusty record got dragged through a furnace, then reassembled into a tight, club-ready DNB section. We're working advanced here, so I want you thinking in layers of responsibility. One layer carries punch, one layer carries grit, and one layer carries width or motion. If one track is doing all three jobs, it usually falls apart the moment you start pushing drive. Set your project up at around 172 BPM. That's a great sweet spot for this kind of jungle to DNB hybrid energy. Keep your break, sub, mid bass, atmosphere, and effects on separate tracks and leave headroom early. While you're building, aim to keep your master peaking around -6 dB. Saturation and resampling will add level fast, and you want room for that. Start with the break. Grab a 2-bar loop or a classic break sample and make it behave like a performance, not just a loop. If it's warped, use beats mode so the transients stay sharp. Try preserving transients and keep the envelope fairly controlled. Then chop it up in arrangement view or in simpler, whichever feels quicker for you. The important thing is not just chopping for the sake of variation. You want the break to breathe. Keep the kick and snare anchor points strong, but preserve ghost notes, pickup hits, and tiny accents before phrase changes. Those little details are what make jungle feel alive. If the groove only works because the full loop is running, it's not really an edit yet. Now put the break through a drum bus on the group. Use it lightly at first. A little drive, a little crunch, and just enough transient shaping to give the break some attitude. The point is glue and character, not destruction. In drum and bass, we want the drums to hit hard without turning brittle. Next comes the vinyl heat part. Duplicate the break or create a parallel return and dirty up that copy instead of crushing the original. That's the safe and musical way to do this. On the dirty layer, use saturator or roar and push the harmonics, but keep the low end under control. Soft clip on saturator is your friend here. A good starting move is to high pass the dirty layer somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz. That way the distortion lives in the mids and highs, where it adds heat and paper-like edge, instead of wrecking the sub. If the hats get too sharp, tame them with a Q8. If you want a little more vinyl bite, you can give the mids a small lift around 800 Hz to 1.5 kHz. Blend that dirty layer under the clean break until you feel the texture more than you hear obvious fuzz. That distinction matters a lot. We're going for heated vinyl, not broken speakers. Now build the bass foundation. Start with a clean sub, ideally operator with a sine wave. Keep it mono. Keep it simple. The sub is the foundation, so don't decorate it. Then create a second bass layer for the mid bass or Reese character. This layer should live above the low octave, so high pass it around 90 to 130 Hz and keep the stereo discipline tight. The relationship between sub and mid bass should feel like a conversation. Let the sub hit on downbeats or strong anchors, and let the mid bass answer on offbeats or syncopated spaces. Don't fill every gap. Leave room for the snare and the ghost notes in the break. In DNB, space is part of the groove. If everything is firing all the time, the track stops dancing. Use note length as a design tool too. A bass line that breathes with the break will feel much more authoritative than a static sustained note. Shorter notes in one section, longer notes in another, and little rests before phrase changes can make the whole thing feel intentional. Once the individual parts work, group them and start treating the system, not just the sounds. On the drum group, use glue compressor lightly, just enough to create cohesion. We're talking maybe 1 to 2 dB of reduction, not smashing it. On the bass group, use utility to keep the low end mono, and add a Q8 only if you need to carve space around the kick fundamental. If the low end feels crowded, don't rush to EQ everything away. First check whether the arrangement is simply too busy. That's a big pro move. A lot of mix problems in drum and bass are actually arrangement problems. Now let's make the edit feel like an edit. Use auto filter, echo, reverb, and utility as arrangement tools, not just sound effects. Start the intro with the break filter down low, maybe somewhere in the 300 to 800 Hz area, then open it gradually over several bars into the drop. That gives you tension without needing a bunch of extra parts. Use echo sparingly on selected snare hits, last hit stabs, or little fragments before a transition. Keep the feedback controlled and filter the repeats so they sit behind the main groove. For reverb, keep it short and functional. Small or medium room space works well. Automate send amounts on fills and turnarounds, not constantly. Utility is another underrated trick here. Narrow the intro a little if you want it to feel compact and underground, then widen the last bar before the drop for impact. That contrast can be huge. If you want a really strong transition, resample a one bar fill with all the effects into audio, then reverse a small piece of it and place it right before the drop. That kind of hand-built movement gives the track a real crate-digged feel, like somebody actually assembled the edit by hand rather than just looping a sample. Now map the arrangement in classic DNB phrasing. Think in 8s and 16s, but change the energy every 2 or 4 bars. A strong shape is something like this: 8 bars of intro with filtered break and texture, then another 8 bars where the bass enters and the break opens up, then a proper 16-bar drop with drums and bass working together, followed by a variation or switch up, and then a second section that either goes darker, denser, or more stripped back. You want the section to feel like it's evolving, not just repeating. A nice example would be a dusty break intro with vinyl hiss, then a sub-heavy groove where the bass only answers on the end of 2 and the A of 4. At bar 25, throw in a snare roll or micro break. At bar 33, strip the groove back for a halftime feeling interruption, then slam back into the main rhythm. That kind of arrangement keeps DJs locked in, because it gives them clear phrasing and strong energy changes. Now automate the saturation. This is where the track starts to come alive. Instead of leaving saturator or roar fixed, push the drive a little harder into the drop and pull it back in the breakdown. Do the same with the dirty break layer's filter cutoff. Open it over time, then close it back down when you want tension. You can also automate the echo feedback briefly on turnaround hits and then cut it hard. That sudden release makes the next section feel bigger. If you have a MIDI controller, record some of that movement live. It often sounds more human than perfectly drawn automation curves. The whole point is to make the track feel like it's physically warming up as it moves forward. Before you call it done, check the important stuff. Listen in mono. Make sure the sub is solid and the kick and sub aren't fighting. Make sure the break transients aren't clipping the master. And listen for harsh saturation in the top end, especially on hats and snare crack. If the mix falls apart in mono, your reese is probably too wide in the lower mids, or your dirty layer is carrying too much essential bass content. Tighten that up. High pass the dirty layer again if needed, and keep stereo interest in the mids and highs, not down low. If the edit feels strong but messy, resample the whole 8-bar or 16-bar section and work from that audio. That's a pro-level move. Printing the section can help you make more decisive edits, cleaner fills, and better transitions without endlessly tweaking devices. A few common mistakes to avoid here: don't oversaturate the whole break, don't let distortion hit the sub, don't make the bass too wide, and don't ignore the ghost notes. Those little hits are the identity of the groove. Also, don't use effects like decoration. They should create tension, transitions, and contrast. And don't fill every bar with action. In drum and bass, a well-placed gap can hit harder than another fill. For heavier underground feel, keep the main break clean enough to breathe, then use parallel distortion for the grind. You can even add a second mid-bass layer that only appears in the second half of the drop to create escalation without changing the core groove. A subtle vinyl noise bed can also work really well if you automate it so it opens during transitions and disappears in the drop. If you want one more level of realism, leave one element a little underdeveloped on purpose. Maybe a hat layer is slightly looser, or one percussion hit stays dry. That contrast can make the saturated parts feel much bigger. So the key idea here is simple: separate grit from foundation. Keep the sub clean, heat up the break in layers, and use arrangement plus automation to make the edit feel alive. With just Ableton stock tools like saturator, roar, drum bus, auto filter, echo, utility, glue compressor, and EQ8, you can build a serious vinyl heat jungle edit that sounds raw, controlled, and ready for the club. Remember these three things: dirty the mids, not the sub. Let the break breathe with ghost notes and phrasing. And use automation to turn texture into arrangement. That's how you go from a sample loop to a dark, club-ready DNB edit with vinyl character and modern control.